build.
Time to build.
What it do, Radio Land? This your boy Jit Chronicles, and you're now tuned in to Time to Build on Grind Hard Radio with your host, Divine Universal, and co-host, Miss Chief and Ivy Marie. Join the panel as they discuss the latest topics on world issues, relationships, politics, awareness, and more. It's time to build, y'all, only on the Grind Hard Radio Network. That's grindhardradio.com. So get some positivity in your life. You dig?
Good Loud Radio.
You're now tuned in to It's Time to Build with Divine Universe, Miss Chief and Ivy Marie, every Sunday night from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m.
Let's build, let's build. It's time to build, it's time to build. Let's build, let's build. It's time to build, it's time to build. With Divine Universal,
love, hate, pain, stress, gear, health. We can talk about it, love, pain, sports, real life talk. But we can talk about it.
Let's build, let's build. It's time to build, it's time to build with Divine Universal.
What's your number? Where are you from?
268-192-28,
Ohio. Nice guitar. What are you going to do now that you're out?
I'm going to do the Apollo in New York.
You'll be back.
Hey, yo, you. You would have just flipped on this CD player. I just want to inform you that you got somebody good. You hold on to them.
Give this place 10 years of your life. I don't want to ever see you here again. And don't you even look back.
Yeah. Must be nice. That is someone who understands. Life you live. Must be nice. Having someone who's slow to take and quick to give. Must be nice. Having someone who sticks around when the rough times get thick. Someone whose smile is bright enough to make projects feel like a machine. Have someone who loves you despite your faults. Have someone who talks the talk but also walks the walk. Have someone who understands that a fuck has feelings too. Someone who loves you for sure. You just remember to never let them go.
Even when your husband's days are gone, she'll be by your side still home.
She'll be by your side
still when it starts failing.
And all those gold digging women in something, she'll still be here.
Must be nice.
Have someone you can come home to. From a long day work, have someone you don't have to show. They know exactly where it hurts. Have someone who trusts you despite what they've heard.
Someone as mighty as a lion,
but still as gentle as a bluebird. Have someone you don't have to tell. You don't want to be alone. Having someone you can grow old with until God calls her home. Having someone who understands that a thug has feelings too. Someone who loves you for sure. You never let them go. Cause
even when your husband's days are gone,
old gold digging women.
Still be here.
Toledo must be what?
Must be nice.
Make some noise in here, man.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hey.
It's time to build. Good evening, good evening. We want to welcome y'all to It's Time to Build with Divine Universal and co-host in the building. Live from the 619, we have the queen, Miss Chief from Beat Shop.
Look, my brother. Oh, I'm doing so well. Just want to say this is the pilot episode, and it's time to build. Hopefully, we're going to be inhaling and exhaling and leaving with some good tools to build ourselves and our community. So with that being said, let's get into it.
Hey, that's right, that's right. And also, my other co-host, live from the 619, we have a new cast member to the Grind Hard Radio family. Let's welcome Miss Ivy Marie.
Hey. Hey, I'm glad to be here. And so, new territory, but I'm excited to build and see what we can do with our communities and just, you know, try to unite. There's so much hate.
No doubt. We got a hot show tonight. We will be discussing the travel ban and also single parenting. And we got a live guest show. Author H.R. Smith will be joining us tonight. And we're going to get into the first topic tonight, which is the travel ban. And for those who don't know what the travel ban is, it's President Trump signed an executive order on January 27th, temporary barring entry to refugees and immigrants in the U.S. airports, customs officials detained and denied entry to individuals affected by the executive order. A ruling by a federal judge in Seattle temporarily blocked the enforcement of the travel ban. All right. It was a lot of people. If y'all want to know a couple people who was affected by this travel ban, I'm going to share that with you right quick. All travelers who have nationality of Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen are not permitted to enter the U.S. for 90 days or be issued an immigrant or non-immigrant visa. People who have dual nationality with non-restricted country are not affected so long as they travel on a passport from the other country. All right. A lot of foreigners that's in the U.S. Who's not legal have passports will have to go back to their country where they were originally from. So this means that a lot of people that we see, like as far as a lot of Mexicans, Indians, Arabs, are going to have to leave and go back to their country. So
African.
If you listen out there tonight, call us up, 323-693-3043, press 1. We want to hear what y'all got to say. And what I got to say about that, I started off with the travel ban. I feel that a person that is in the executive a position to make a world change and creating division is gonna be a positive and a negative. Like, before I weigh in on my topic, I'm gonna pass it to the queen because I believe in ladies first, and we're gonna start off with the queen, Miss Chief. How do you feel about the travel ban?
Well, Divine Universal, I'm kind of torn between that. I had a deep conversation with two good friends of mine, and I, on one side, I can understand where Trump is coming from as far as, you know, we need to take care of the United States. I was talking to Jit, too. There's a lot of people that are getting benefits, you know, aid, housing, medical, and our own United States citizens are unable to get these same benefits. They're working at Apple, Google, Facebook. They're getting scholarships from MIT, you know. So I can see some of what he's saying, because you don't know. Some of these people you're training to be terrorists, but some of them you're not. And I feel like a lot of people are catching a bad rep for that, the ones that are really trying to make a better life for them and their families. But that's the price that you pay for things that happen in the world. And, you know, we do have to take care of our own.
Correct. Do you feel by the travel ban, some of the Mexicans that I will have to leave and free up jobs? I know a lot of brothers, they say, well, we're not going to become slaves by the jobs creating. Do you feel that's a form of making a lot of our brothers in the urban, whether you're black or white, but just the urban community, do you think by opening up jobs by the foreigners at the lead, do you think that's a control thing, or do you think you're really trying to better, you know, us as a nation?
Well, I think, first of all, some of the jobs that these immigrants and people that are not documented that are taking, us United States people, we too bougie. We don't want those jobs anyway. You know, so if we focus on ourselves and go to school, then we can get the jobs that, you know, we say that are they are actually really taken away, like, you know, the corporate world. You know, there's a job for everyone. But I'm not really concerned about, you know, if, you know, Jose or, you know, or someone it wants to go work at a tire shop because they want to go take care of their family. What I'm more concerned is when they come into the United States and they get all the benefits, you know, and we're not able to get that. And that means schooling, too, for these jobs, you know. But people can't complain about not having the jobs if you don't take the initiative to go to school or to get a trade that you can do that job. Then you can be competitive.
Right. I agree with you 100%. Ivan Marie, how do you feel about the travel ban?
The travel ban. So, I agree with Trina as far as, I mean, I'm sorry, Ms. Chi, as far as the immigrants coming and removing jobs and not so much the jobs, but like she said, the benefits, because the resources are so slim. But I actually don't. I think it goes, you know, I have conversations with, you know, people as well. And our conversations are more on the conspiracy, because I'm like one of those conspiracy people that read all of those. And I think it's just deeper than what we want to believe. Because it's not just, it's things that we can't see. Like, we'll never, I mean, they'll tell you, oh, yeah, we don't want the Muslims for terrorists. But we don't, I mean, I'm not threatened. I don't feel threatened by a Muslim as much as I feel threatened by Tommy down the street and Billy Bob with shotguns that have Confederate flags hanging out their window. And they're mad because they voted for this man, Donald Trump, and he ain't who he say he was supposed to be. You know what I mean? So I'm more afraid of Billy Bob than I am of Hassan. You know? I don't believe in banning it, because what they banned was like Muslim countries. Like, that's who they went after. Like, you can't come. You cannot come here. You know what I mean? Whether you have a passport or not, whether you have a visa, you can't come. But then there's the other immigrants here. They have checkpoints. We have checkpoints. Right. Like, they have actual checkpoints. You drive through those checkpoints or the police pull you over, they taking you right then and there. So I just think it's a whole, I think it's bigger than what we really are able to see. Because I've also read,
they're not disclosing everything
about the banks, like the IMF banks. Like, these were the last countries that were not included in the IMF. So we attack these countries, make these countries weak by telling them they can't participate, you know. So then we go in and attack them and then force them to join the IMF like they did Libya, like they've done all these other countries, you know? So I mean, I don't I think the travel ban is a cover up for what's real, you know?
Correct. Yeah.
For what's the plan. And then another theory is like you're building up a wall, or you know, how you talk about the wall, and but mm-hmm. is that gonna keep in? Or you know, like we're telling people you can't come.
Right.
But eventually, yeah. you know, are we gonna be able to travel? We're not gonna be able to travel out, right? So if you're putting a travel
right.
ban on us, put a travel ban
right.
on everybody
as well.
Yeah.
On everybody.
Like
the travel
right.
ban don't do it. I mean, Mexico lets like 2 million gallons of sewage run into our waters down at in our San Diego beaches before they said anything, right after they put a travel ban. After they
right.
after they told the immigrants they had to go home. Come on now.
Yeah.
That's
Ivy Marie.
That's big.
Ivy Marie,
wow.
I'm still getting phone calls from the school talking about water being tested. This is water that they're using
right.
in the water fountains at the school.
Wow.
Yeah. They contaminated
wow.
our water, man.
Right.
So you have all kinds of yes. So
right.
So I just think that it's deeper than just a travel ban than them wanting to clear up the immigration, because we do have an immigration problem. I think we're too free. I think we're too free.
Right.
We give out too much, and we're
mm-hmm.
not getting. We don't have enough. We don't have enough here. We don't build
yeah.
anything.
Right.
We're not exporting anything. You know, so we're
right.
not making any money from the goods that we have here. So you, yeah, I don't know.
You're right.
You're right.
It's gonna be, yeah, it's like the changes is like, you know, I like how you put that. Is it really blocking them out, or is it really keeping us in? You know, so hey, I like the way you put that. It's a lot to think about.
Because you can't introduce it like it's our, like we're banning us. You can't ban us first. So now
right.
what you
right.
do is you piss off a whole bunch of other countries, right? So then you tell
right.
you make these countries so vulnerable to our attacks that they tell us, oh, we have travel alerts. You can't travel to these countries. So now they're keeping us, because now we have travel alerts. That's what they call travel alerts. That's what bans you from traveling.
I heard that they wanted to implement, as far as like that travel ban, that people that did want to travel, that they had to like disclose their cell phone and their social medias, and if they denied
mm-hmm.
doing that, then they wouldn't let them in. So they're gonna try
right.
to add that kind of stipulation in there.
For real,
mm-hmm.
because another thing, the order also introduces the cap. 50,000 refugees to be accepted in 2017 against a limit of 110,000 set by former President Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Priority will be given to religious minorities facing persecution in their countries. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
in the interview, Mr. Trump singled out Christians in Syria. So, you know what I mean? It's a plan amongst another plan that we don't know about, that's leading to something that way it's going to benefit them or his plan, or, you know,
a financial benefit.
There you go.
It's a financial benefit.
Yeah.
Because
right. he's a business.
Right.
Anything he's doing for, just like you cut meals, the meals for wheels and meals on, what is it? Meals on wheels. And,
yeah,
man.
Right.
To build
the elderly.
To build
yeah.
fighter planes.
After school program.
Right.
They
go
yeah,
to
they
war.
Cut my all
He's a businessman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we are in debt.
It's war. But there's money in war.
Yeah.
So, and he's a businessman, and he's a multi-billion. You know, he's in multi-businesses. So I'm sure he has his hands in steel, oil, things that's going to make money in war.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to war. So
this is a good topic.
But yeah. But I always, I just wonder about people who are like trying to come here on a visa, like from other countries. I think it slowed that up as well. You
mm-hmm.
know, I just exploded. It's not just those six countries. The whole entire
immigration
structure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the whole INS didn't change.
Right.
Yeah. I've seen where visa applicants are taking a long time to be processed.
It's taking over 2 years for some.
Yeah, and it's not.
I know that
it's like a 180-day process, so it shouldn't take, you know, but.
I don't know. What do you think, Kata? Oh, we got a man down.
My bad. Had a little technical difficulty. But, yeah, I think that, just like y'all said, it's more than just the issue at hand. It's like, you know, it's something else amongst another clan to where they're going
to
capitalize, to where, you know, somebody's going to eat and somebody's going to overturn business plans that have been made, you know. Because think about it, it's going to be just like what that was, the Black Wall Street, you know what I'm saying? How they did the 9/11, you know, all that's going to happen, and it's going to happen to a lot of business owners too, you know, because you got to think, when Obama came in, he overturned a lot of laws the way a lot of business owners had to give their workers insurance. And a lot of people was letting you go through Medicaid or, you know, get your own insurance. But, yeah, it's like he going to put a stop to that. He already trying to stop the Obamacare thing. You know, it's like he going to make changes. But my thing is, you can't think it's going to be for the bad until it hits you or hits,
right,
or hits the community. You know, so that's
right.
My thing is, like, I'm not just going to go off of, you know, just because he's a different color, or, you know, because what he did or what he done in his past, because at the end of the day, it's other people behind him. He's just signing off on stuff, you know, like, okay, he really don't know what that, you know, a lot of things mean, or if they do this, what's going to happen in the next 5 years. He really don't know. He got like a million people in
there. And
even
read.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's why I was saying that we got to get ourselves together. We got to get ourselves together, our education, our families, our communities, and we have to prepare for whatever is coming.
That's right. You know, and that's why I'm glad we got time to build, because now we can have an outlet to where people can come and get their ideas and how they feel about situations off their chest. You know what I'm saying?
Freely,
right. It's going to have to be collective. You know, we can't be like, well, they should do it this way. And, you know, we can try it your way and try it, you know, many ways until we come up with a way, you know, to make our communities and everything that good, you know.
Yes. And then hopefully walking away from this time to build, you know, someone can go into their own community and be able to spread the word, you know, about what you can do positive in your own community and your own life, because we got to, you know, you got to lead by example.
Right. That's right. Good topic.
Yeah, you
on
know,
the
my
trap
thing is.
Fan. Go ahead.
Yeah, my thing is each one teach one. So.
Right. I love that.
Yeah,
I love that quote.
Pass it on. Each one teach one. That's me and my best friend's motto. Each one teach one.
And that's what we got to do. Each one teach one. You know,
always
show and prove. You know what I'm saying? We got author H.R. Smith coming up. You know what I'm saying? And we got another topic for tonight that we're going to talk about, single parenting, the pros and cons from a man and a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, this could be interesting. Yes.
DJ Jit, could you introduce?
That's what's up. I got you. It's your boy DJ Jit on the ones and twos. It's if y'all want to experience, make sure y'all hit them up 323-693-3043, or you can go on to the official website. That's groundhardradio.com. The next up is your boy John Legend. Ordinary people.
Ordinary people. John Legend.
Take off.
What it do, Radio Land? It's your boy Jit Chronicles, and you're now tuned in to Time to Build on Grind Hard Radio with your host, Divine Universal, and co-host, Miss Chief and Ivy Marie. Join the panel as they discuss the latest topics on world issues, relationships, politics, awareness, and more. It's time to build, y'all, only on the Grind Hard Radio Network. That's grindhardradio.com. So get some positivity in your life. You dig? Time to build.
Girl, I'm in love with you. This ain't the honeymoon. Past the infatuation phase. Right in the thick of love. At times we get sick of love. It seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehaved, and you made your mistakes, and we both still got room left to grow.
What is a baby gonna do next?
And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first, and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go. Take it slow, oh, oh, this time we'll take it slow, take it slow, oh, oh, this time we'll take it slow. This ain't a movie, no, no fairy tale conclusion, y'all, it gets more confusing every day. Sometimes it's heaven sent, then we head back to hell again. We kiss, then we make up on the way. I hang up, you call. We rise and we fall, and we feel like just walking away. As
on
defense, we take second chances, though it's not a fence. See, I still want you to stay. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go. Cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, this time we'll take it slow. Take it slow. Time will take it slow. take it slow, slow. This time we'll take it slow, take it slow. Oh, oh, oh. This time we'll take it slow.
Hey, it's time to build. Thank you, Jit. It's time to build, and we're going to have our first guest to time to build. We want to welcome author, rapper, he's a man with many talents, comedian, straight from Rochester, New York. Let's give a warm and welcome for Arthur H.R. Smith, Ground Hard Radio.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. What's good, everybody? How y'all doing, yo?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Listen, this is maybe what the third time I called up here, you know what I'm saying? But usually when I call, I got to go to work in the morning or whatever. Yo, this is probably the first time I'm calling. And I'm good. I'm good money right now. So yo, we gonna talk about everything. I'm gonna let y'all know. And before there's a few things. Yes, my actual name is Herc Rasheen Smith. But to the world that I'm coming to, I'm just gonna use my initials, H.R. Smith. So for those who know me as Duke, yes, it's me. Those who know me as Rasheen, yes, it's me. But it's all the same person. So shout out before we even begin to White Plains, New York, because that's home, Yonkers, Westchester County and all. But you know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and get this popping. What's going on? I'm ready to talk. What's going on?
No doubt. First off, I want to welcome you to the show. And tell us a little bit about yourself besides where you're from. Could you tell us a little brief history of your background and why you are an author now?
Okay. Well, just a quick brief summary about me is, you know, your regular guy, you know, like rap music, sports, you know, just like the average person. You know, for those who know me, and I mean those who know me, related to me, whatever, there's nobody who's not going to say personally, I'm not a good dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk. And on top of that, I'm one of those people who actually do keep it real. You know what I mean? We hear that all day long, like, keep it real. But nah, people who know me is going to tell you, that's one dude right there who keeps it real. Because I do nothing but show love. That's why I get love. You feel what I'm saying? My whole life, I've showed love. So imagine me now at my age and how much love I've shown and how much love I'm giving back. So, yeah, with me, I'm kind of like everybody rolled in one. You know what I mean? Yes, we can talk about politics. We can talk about religion. We can talk about girls. We can talk. I got to always talk to my kids about whatever this is. So I'm one of those people who, when you stick me in a room, and I'm gonna blend in no matter what, because I'm intelligent enough to know and understand what's going on and be able to break it down. But just to move on real quick. I'm from White Plains, New York. No question. Shout out to White Plains. Four sisters, two nieces, two daughters. I definitely got a family who support me. And I know they listening right now. They probably bugging. So, you know, you got me bugging. But,
Shout out to the family.
A few going to call in a minute. I already know that's going to take place. But move on to why I started writing. And it's funny because this interview right here is really my third one, or the one on the 26th. And everybody check us out. March 26th, is when I'm going to reveal pretty much everything I've been doing, everything I've been strategizing for a while. Because a lot of people have been wondering, like, yo, what's going on? And I'm like, listen, y'all got to be patient. And mind you, I'm not telling y'all to be patient because I want y'all to wait like that. Nah, it's legal issues involved where I just can't blurt it out. I don't give a damn. I'll tell you right now, but because of legal issues, it doesn't allow me to tell you everything. But I will tell you what I can tell you. So, as far as me, when it came to writing, it's almost like, if you think about it, with Obama, he was in office. The first thing he came in was, he came in talking about change, right? So we all heard change, change. And we all pretty much figured that he was going to change it for us. And he did everything he could, no doubt. But in reality, he was kind of like Martin and Malcolm, because he was giving us a message. He's telling us, no, I'm telling you, we need change. But what are you going to do about it? So, I looked at it this way. First of all, we're all getting older. You know what I'm saying? So on the fact that we're getting older, and now I'm not saying that like I'm a geezer. I'm not playing myself. No. I'm a young dude. But what I'm saying is, straight up at that, what I'm saying is, because we all know that we need to change, what you going to do about it? My thing was this. We need change. And I'm the type who, I just got tired of waiting for Puff Daddy or Russell Simmons or somebody to snatch me up for my rapping or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's because and there's so many people around me talented. It's like I wanted to help them. So I came up with a plot or a plan, a strategy, however you want to say it. My thing was this. Instead of me looking for Puffy, instead of me trying to find Russell Simmons to get them to help me, why don't I help myself first? If I help myself first, I can come back and help those who should have been helped just like I was. So therefore, I'm bringing forth the change that I can bring, how I can bring. You know, I feel that, well, they say you can't save the world. And this is the crazy shit. They say you can't save the world. And I heard a rich person tell me that. He told me, well, you know you can't save the world. So then I went to him. I said, let me ask you this. Just because you can't save the world, does that mean you're not supposed to save anybody? Save one person? If you save one person at a time, you have saved his world. You have made his life better. And then he can do the same thing. And then that makes
chain reaction.
You have seen the change. And yo, us as a people, we got to start sticking together better too, yo. Because we can do so much more if we just stuck together. And it's just crazy how we're not sticking together how we should. So it's almost like what I'm bringing to y'all is, I'm definitely bringing y'all some positive projects and so forth. But I'm definitely going to bring
that's
change,
what we got.
Man.
Positive.
You know what I mean?
That's
change. My strategy, you know what I'm saying? But just to finish it off, because I know you got more questions. My strategy was simple. You know, you use whatever talent you got to get where you need to be. So if you rap, you juggle, I don't give a damn if you just drink water and know how to spit it across the street funny. That's your talent, you know what I'm saying? Real talk, because they'll think about it. Whatever your talent is, Don't doubt yourself, because let me tell y'all people, I started from nothing, and you will not believe how far I got from nothing. And you want to know something? Of course, I had help during the way, but I doubted myself. I was the first hater of myself. Once I got over the hate and said, "Yo, I really can do this," that's when I actually started getting better with the things that I'm going to let y'all know everything on the 26th. But as for right now, yes. I can just tell you, I just recently signed my publishing deal, so I am no longer an author. I'm now a published book author. So, you know, I can talk a little bit about that. So, I have a book. It's coming out soon. The promotion is going to be, the people is really behind me on this, not to mention the promotion I'm going to do. So, I just want the people to go get the book. And peep this out. I definitely want y'all to hear this. If you know me, related to me, you love me, whatever the case is, please don't get my book because of that reason. No, I mean, you can. That's love. But don't do that. I want you to get the book because of the story. When I tell you the story is itself is worth whatever they are going to charge, we're going to charge for it, it's going to be nothing. There's not going to be one person that reads this story and doesn't say, oh, my goodness, I can't believe I just read that. Because this is the reaction I've got. I've gotten reactions from this from people who've already read it. Y'all will never hear my opinion. My opinion about my work is, it's okay, it's pretty good, but the people around me who have read it, I'm going to always tell you what they told me. So what they told me is to go for it. So this is the whole reason I'm doing it, is because the people who I let read my stuff, they was like, no, you got it, go for it. So now here we are, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt, no doubt. Well, I got one question for you before I pass it to the panel, and
okay.
That's on the topic of the travel ban. How do you feel about the travel ban?
We're talking about the Donald Trump and all that right there. You mean that travel ban going on? Is that what you're talking
about?
Right. Excuse me. All right, check this out. This is just my opinion on that. Okay. Well, first of all, this man is switching it up every chance he gets. First is this, first is that. Now, what he did say was that his whole plan was to bring more jobs to America. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Now,
mm-hmm.
by him saying
right.
he's going to bring these jobs to America, he would automatically was kind of like outing people who were not born here. Now, I don't think that's right. Because if this is the land of the free, how are you going to tell
mm-hmm.
me I can't come from another country and I can't get the same freedom? You told me it was the land of the free.
Right.
I didn't tell you invited me here. So it's almost like
mm-hmm.
I'm here now, and now you want to kick me out. And now this is what makes me mad about it. When he talks about how the Spanish people got to leave and these people. I have Dominican people in my family. I do have
mm-hmm.
you white people. Like, so now you're telling me that family I love and always going to love got to leave because you trying to do something. I understand you saying the bad ones got to
right.
go, the ones who did crime. But everybody didn't do crime, my man. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what's
right.
going to end up happening is the people is going to get sick and tired of it. And somehow, some way, I'm sorry
that's
to
right.
say it, they're going to rally up. Because you're not going to tell me you're going to send my cousin or my brother away and I'm going to be happy about it. You send my family away, there's definitely going to be a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you send it. And mind you, I'm one person. I'm one man. Imagine a million people who feel like that the same way I feel right now. Like, yo, he's on some BS. So what I really want to say on that, just to clear it up, I really think Donald Trump is going to be the very next president to get impeached. I think he's going to be out of here. He's going to have to go for the safety of the United States because he's going to put us
yes.
in a situation where it's going to go
right.
down. And mind you, some of us know Kung Fu. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
Some of us got the weapons. Oh, we're going to rock out. Don't get it twisted. But come on, keep
right.
it real. We're one country. If he set it off against all these other countries and they come together against us, it's game over.
No doubt.
It's pretty much game
right.
over. And that's my opinion on that right there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Hey, I learned a lot from you, man, and I'm glad
that was
you
beautiful.
Made it to the show. And I can't wait to March 26th till we do
yes, sir.
The Bull Live Grand opening of Time to Be. But I'm
no
gonna
doubt, no
to
doubt.
The Queen, Miss Chief. Do you got any questions for H.R. Smith?
Yes, welcome, brother. I love speaking
no
with you. This
no
is
doubt.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
My question was, because you are an author, I have three questions. My first question is a brief description of your latest novel. Where we can find it would be my second one. And
okay.
What was that point when you decided that you were going to write?
Ooh,
like,
I like that. I'm sorry, I didn't cut you off. I like that.
No, I'm ready.
Okay. Let's do it this way. I want to answer all three questions, but ask me one at a time again, please.
Okay.
Ask me one at a time. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. First one is the description. Give us a brief description of your latest novel.
Okay. Now, my latest novel is, and I'm going to give you just a tap because I don't want to ruin it for the 26th. Because I'm going to go for the 26th.
You got to give us a sneak peek, yeah.
Okay, well, this novel, or let me put it this way, and it's kind of like I can't give you a description, but I'm going to tell you what I can tell you. So
okay.
Imagine this. Imagine a story, right, where it doesn't matter what you're expecting, that's not going to happen. So for you to sit there and say, like, we may be sitting there reading a book or even watching a movie, and we'll say, oh, I know what's going to happen. Oh, the end of the bad guy always dies.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you something. First of all, with my writing style, as well as how I bring my – it's so many different reasons to my technique. Now, let me say this too. I was a person who did not like school. I'm not saying that to discredit school or nothing, but I was one of those who I couldn't wait to get out of school. So my entire life, I ran from writing and reading and all that and whatever. Mm. Like so later on in life when I realized I had a gift and once
couldn't
I realized
run
I had
it
that
anymore,
gift,
huh?
I couldn't run. It's almost like I'm mad at myself because mind you, and I don't want to discredit people. There are people who went to school, college, got degrees and all that to do what I'm doing. So
mm-hmm.
for me to walk in here right now and say, oh, I'm the best, and no, I'll be playing myself, and I won't do that. I have way too much respect for those before me. So
mm-hmm.
what I always tend to do is I tend to pay the respect to those people who did that before me all by all means. But when I did learn that I had a gift, it was almost like it came out of left field, and like I told you, I was mm-hmm. denying myself. I said, no, I'm bugging. There's no
mm-hmm.
way that this is what it is. So when I gave it to my family, that's why I'm trying to answer most of your questions in one. When I gave it to my family and my friends first, I gave it to
mm-hmm.
them like, yo, listen, I wrote this. Just check it out. Not that I was playing,
mm-hmm.
but I was just going to write it so they can read it. So, yeah, it's a good story. But it was them who said, no, 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 no. In fact, I'm going to keep it 100. It was my Aunt Dawn who told me
mm-hmm.
after I told her what the story was, and I gave mm-hmm. it to her in movie form. She told me, no, this is a great movie. What you got to do is you got to put it in book form. Now, mind
mm-hmm.
you, I didn't want to get in the game with a book form. I'm looking for movie. But she said it to me 3 times. And when she said it the 3rd time, it hit me. Maybe she's right. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes
mm-hmm.
you really do got to listen to your family. Maybe she's right. So I listened to her. I went back to the drawing board and turned it into a book. Now, what they said was very good, but you still got to go back and put more. I had to go back and put more, like, 2 times, so it discouraged me. I almost gave up. I said, I'm not doing this. I don't care. I'm not doing it. So, because, now, to keep it real, because of my lady at that time,
mm-hmm.
she was like, no, don't give this up. Whatever you do, don't give this up. It kind of let me know that, nah, there's people really behind me, and maybe
mm-hmm.
I shouldn't give it up. So I didn't give it up. And now that I didn't give it up, I was able to turn the same book that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's well, put it this way. If right now, this very moment, I was already rich, my family had everything, we was already good, I would still put this book out and put it in every household for free. And I mean for
mm-hmm.
free. I wouldn't charge
mm-hmm.
nothing. I wouldn't want a dime because the story is just that good where the world has to hear it. Like the world has to. It's one of those stories. Now, the world has been waiting for a story like this because I was waiting for it too. So imagine how funny I felt when I realized, damn, I'm the one who wrote it. You know what I'm saying? So everything going on with me, please believe, I'm as humble as they come. I'm very respectable, and I'm just enjoying. I really just enjoy the fact that people enjoy my work. I was good
uh-huh.
with that. You enjoy it.
That's
but
beautiful.
It was my. Yeah, it was my followers. They said, nah, you got to take this farther. And I got so much love. I'm telling you, I didn't think I was going to get this much love. I thought I'd get some love, you know, my family, but no,
mm-hmm.
no. I've gotten so much love from this that it can almost bring a tear to your eye. And that's
and you
real
just
talk
couldn't run away from that gift any longer, you know?
I couldn't do it.
You can only hide for so long from your talent.
I couldn't do it.
So my next question would be, where are you going to be distributing this book? So if, you know, people out there, you're going to want to, you know, find out where it is.
Okay. I'm very happy to say that this book will actually be distributed worldwide. It's not just going to be in the United States. No.
So
it's
you can go online to, like, Kindle or Amazon
If you in Dubai, I'm not saying right now, I'm speaking when it comes out, but if you're in Dubai
mm-hmm.
and you want to,
yes.
you hear about me, you go on, it'll be in a different language because that's the Dubai language, don't get me wrong, but it'll be the same story, so they'll have the same reaction somebody who speaks English will have. That's the beauty
of
it all.
And
we're not just talking about, like, hardbacks. No, we're talking Amazon. We're talking we're talking about every avenue there is to put it out. Not to mention, you might end up running into your boy Rasheen on the street, like, what's really going on? and I got one in my backpack, like, what's going on? I got one right next. So trust me when I tell you, I'm doing it old school when I promote it. I'm putting signs on telephone poles and bus stops.
Book
I'm letting the world know.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, I'm never going to change. So
mm-hmm.
the fact
right.
that I'm never going to change is I'm going to do it how I believe it should be done. I need to get it out there to as many people as possible, because the more people I get out there to, it's more of the message. I'm just really establishing myself as being one of a good writer is basically what's going on here. So whether it be the books or the other stuff I got, which, yo, when I tell you, it really hurts me that I can't tell you what it is. But on the 26th, I'm going to give you a lot more information. But
so you guys sure you guys tune in on the 26th, because he's going to give us more information. We're going to get that description, and we're going to definitely get those links. So my last question would be, you as an author, you know, a lot of people say they write and everything. I want to know in your soul, what made you say, I know you told me the story about your aunt, but, like, what made you pick up that pen or that pencil and that paper and say, you know what, I'm just going to, I got something to write, and I'm going to just start writing down. Because a lot of people don't do that, but they have stories.
To answer that, what made me, I guess, to say it, that feeling let me say, you know what, I have the ability to be a great writer. I have to go back to my very first story, which, just like anything first, is always going to be a little bit more special to you for some reason. I guess I don't know, but no, oh, no, not the babies. I don't mean with the babies. Stop that. I got two boys. Stop that. Don't
pick
my
babies. No, that's your book, baby. That's your firstborn book.
Don't do that. Now, listen, my phone will be ringing before I get off this interview. So check it. But it's just what it was is I really realized the idea in 2006. This is, see, now what's crazy about my stories is the story about me writing the story is even as crazy as the story itself. But that's going to be something I'm going to tell you about on the 26th. But 2006, I'm actually in my neighborhood on Ferris Avenue in White Plains talking to my people, and we just having a general conversation just about whatever, you know, stuff like that. So there was a conversation that came up, and it came and went so fast. But when it came, it kind of changed the mood, went real negative, and then it went back to positive. Now, it was that conversation that stuck in my head. So after that, you know, whatever happened, later on, the idea kept hitting me in the head about, like, kind of what we were saying, but not exactly. So once I figured out, like, wait a minute, I might have something here, I had to do my research. So then now I really did start reading books. I really did start going to movies heavy to make sure there was nothing in the out there that had anything that my stuff had in it. So when I realized, now listen, because I'm almost there. Once I realized that nothing had anything that I'm going to do, I knew I had originality on my side. Now, let's keep it real, people. Originality is different. So as long as I'm original, I'm always going to be different. So I had originality right there. I said, oh, shoot. So now I had to work it out. So I worked it out, so forth. And the real feeling that I really knew when I really, really had it had to be the feeling when I just mentioned it to, like, one or two people, and they was like, no, that's it, because I thought it was good. I just tested the waters right then and there. So actually, 2009 is when I really was. And I didn't start writing it until 2014, because I still wasn't done with my research. New movies were coming out. New books was coming out. I can only read and watch so much. So I did my research real heavy, and I'm going to have to say 2009 was the exact moment I said, you know what? I think I got this. Not to mention, when I mentioned it to my mom, she was like, no, if you're going to do it, you do it serious so that you don't leave nothing else on the table. So I knew I had that support. So around 2009, to answer your question. All right.
Well, I think that's a beautiful thing, and I can feel the fire. I can hear the fire in you.
Yes.
I'm really interested in what you have to say in your novels, and definitely on the 26th, I will be trying to find online where I can find mine. So thank you for answering my questions, H.R.
No
Smith.
Question.
You are awesome.
Anytime. Thank you.
No doubt.
Go ahead. I am an interrupt. Go ahead. I was just going to say,
we're going to let Ivy Marie get her question in, and we're going to
wrap
the interview up. And we're going to save the rest for the 26th, because we got to get into these hotline tips.
Yes, sir.
You got a question? You got a question for HR Smith?
I don't really have a question. I just really enjoyed this interview. Like, your energy, I'm excited to pick up this book and read.
Thank you.
I know you said one thing in your interview, and you said you were your biggest hater.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was deep. Yes. That was deep.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Because
yes.
We are our, you know how they say we're our biggest critic, but sometimes
yes.
We are our biggest hater. And
yes.
I have been going through, I have been battling my own self, and I know for a fact that I have been my worst enemy, not even a hater. Mm-hmm. I've just been a
yes.
Great enemy to myself. So that
yes.
Right there struck a chord, and then it made me really think about, you know, sometimes we have our own little kryptonite fat.
Yes,
that
yes.
Block us. So I was just
yes.
Interested in what would be your biggest kryptonite type, you know,
okay.
Things that.
Okay. One thing. Okay. Let's say I'm writing a story, a brand new story, right? I think
mm-hmm.
The only kryptonite would have to be something like. I don't want to say like a tragedy or nothing, but something where somebody needs my help at that very moment, whether it be a friend or family. So
mm-hmm.
I want to maybe my friends and family is my kryptonite, because I don't care if I'm writing the story of my life. Let my mother call me and say she needs me. That's game. I'm unplugging laptops and I'm heading to see what mom wants.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
What I'm doing is for them anyway. So. Why would I be doing what I'm doing for them, and they need me right now, and I don't stop what I'm doing to go help them, especially
ooh,
family
friends,
and
right.
Friends. So my kryptonite,
right.
I would have to say, is my family. Now, when it comes to writing, I don't want to say this because please believe me when I tell you I don't have the big head. I'm as humble as they come. But I do have to say this
mm-hmm.
because it's the truth, and we're keeping it real. I am
mm-hmm.
yet to have
right.
what they call writer's block, and that means – I can sit down on this, I can sit down with my laptop, and when I write, I'll write to maybe I got to go back to work or I got to, whatever the case is. So I'm actually
it's just flowing out.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like somebody's feeding it to me, but there's nobody feeding it to me. Like
right.
it just flows that way. And that's another reason that let me know I had.
Yeah,
I had
that's
gift.
Passion.
Yeah, and I don't want to say it's easy, because if I say it's easy, I will be discrediting those who went to school, and I do not. I have nothing but respect for them, and I don't want them to think I cheated or nothing. It just happened that some people are just born with different talents. I just learned mine late in life. Good thing I learned it in time, but I learned it a lot later than I probably wish I could have. But, you know, at least I found it, and here we are
yeah.
Right now. So I'm good money anyway. So, you know. So my kryptonite would have to be, okay, for a person who hates on themselves or so forth, basically, you just got to get out of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what got me
yeah.
out of that was the support that I was getting. I had people saying, you thinking about quitting? Nah, you are bugging. So to hear that enough, mind you, that's a positive words from people. That ain't negative. That was positive. So hearing that
yeah.
enough, it just hits you in the dome, and you're like, you know what? Maybe they right. Maybe I should stick with it. And I'm so glad that I did, because I wouldn't be here talking to y'all now about this if I didn't. I may be here talking to you.
Yeah.
Don't get it wrong, telling jokes or something crazy. But I'm glad I'm able to tell y'all. And this is why this is the interview on the 26th, and this interview here is, these are going to be my favorite interviews. I don't care if I do a million interviews with this person and that person. I actually know Cato Mafioso. So me
yeah.
talking to y'all now is, y'all really listening to me
yeah.
talking
right.
to him, because I'm talking to my brother. So
divine,
it's just the microphones
brother.
and it's just the microphones in our face right now. That's the
it's
basic
natural.
Only thing. So
yeah.
So
right.
So this is the ones I'm going to cherish. It doesn't matter what I'm doing, where I'm at. Grind Hard Radio say, yo, we need you. I'm coming through. I'm coming through, and because you
my
know why?
God.
Because they believed in me before Oprah believes in me, before Denzel even believed in me, before they believed me before all these people are going to believe in me. So how could I not show
right.
respect to people like that? Those are the people you really hold down. You know how they say come back and give back to those? These are the people that they're talking about, those who go to bat for you before all the craziness starts anyway, and that's Grind Hard Radio.
Right.
So you listening to,
right.
I'm just as much as a fan as
just the rest of y'all. I'm probably a bigger fan than that, to be honest. But the thing is, we're networking together. You feel what I'm saying? We're networking
together.
Okay,
okay. Okay. Well, we're gonna say the rest. We're gonna wrap this up and say the rest for the 26th. Do you got any last minute shout out?
Well, you know, gave me some shout out. Okay, no doubt. Microphone check. No, check this out. Let me say this first because this person personally sent me a text to say give him a shout out. Shout out to my mother, as well as my step pop, Mr. Ali Al, my sisters, my daughters, Charmeca, Kadesia, White Plains, Yonkers. Shout out to Columbia also. Shout out to Columbia also. Yeah. Word to my mother. But shout out to New York, man. Everybody who I know, y'all know I love y'all anyway, so y'all already know what it is. It's just one love from your mans. Word up.
Much
no
love.
Doubt, no doubt. Hey, y'all heard it. Time to build. Hey, Josh Smith. And don't forget to catch him March the 26th.
That's my birthday, son. That's my March 26th, y'all, is my actual birthday. Now, that's what's so crazy about that interview. And that's on everything. March 26th is my birthday. It just so happened that Time to Bill's first show is March 26th. And Divine, you didn't even tell him. Let him know about the whole, let him know about the whole thing, yo. Like, Divine, like, let him know
how
big.
We got to say, we can't give him all the juice. We got to make sure they catch us on the 26th.
Stay tuned, March 26th.
Say no more. Say no more. I'm in the bill.
Time to bill. Thanks for having us, man, and enjoy the rest of your night, man. If you want to hang on the line, we got another topic. Single parenting. If you
want to
chime in,
we'll do it like this, Divine. You do. Y'all want me to stay on the line and talk with y'all, or would y'all just say go to sleep? You good?
Yes.
The people, the people have spoke. So your man is in the building. I'm here. Let's go.
Hey. Okay. Before we get to a caller, Ivy, do you have any hotline tips right quick we can give them?
I have a couple hotlines. A lot of them are internet. So this would be for the first one I have is parentswithoutpartners.org. And they just had a lot of different resources that you could go on. And it's basically spelled out the same way, parentswithoutpartners.org. And look for different resources available. I also did American Rental.
Okay.
And their hotline number is 1-800-733-2767. American Red Cross, you offer the women's infant and children, it's the WIC program. And they do offer help assistance with, you know, like your infant formula, and, you know, resources such as that. And then they also one that I really like, this one. This one was care.com, and this is for single mothers. There's also a list of resources. My favorite one on there is the 211, and that number can be called from just about any city. If you call 211, they assist you with food, if you need. I had callers call, because I used to work for 211. Sorry.
Okay.
But you had, if you need
United Way,
with diapers,
nobody don't know what that is.
Any type of item, you can call 211 and get that help. So those are my hotline tips for tonight.
Hey, thank you,
Ivy.
And that's Ivy Marie with hotline tips from Time to Bill.
Okay, Time to Bill.
We're gonna go into the next topic for tonight, which is single parenting. And I want to know the pros and cons from a man to a woman. If we got any callers, DJ Jit, could we press them in?
Some callers on the line. We're gonna take to the switchboard to call the line through the area code. Last 106. You're live on Time to Bill. Who we got?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, it's Time to Bill.
302-1068.
We hear you.
You're live. Got
man
down.
Man down.
Man down.
Yeah, we can hear you. I hear somebody.
Son, you got it on your way? Because I don't hear nothing right now. So I said it's crazy.
Yeah, that was your boy HR, the call ain't saying that. But it's surprising because they've been hanging on for the longest. You know what I'm saying? One more time, 302, your area code, 1468. You're live on Time to Bill. Who we got?
What's good? What's good? It's your boy Groovy Grove, Rock.
Yo, that's family, right there.
Yeah, no doubt. That's GI right there. Yo, I want to say this, son.
Hey,
yo, I'm proud of you, B. Moving my pump, son. Yo, I've seen you come from nothing to something.
Word.
So, you're an inspiration to me, even though we stick pins. You're still an inspiration to me, my dude. And keep doing what you do.
Yeah, that's family, that's GI right there, that's the green eye band right there. Yo, I appreciate that, man. How you doing? You already know, keep doing what you're doing, being uplifting. No doubt, man. What about the topic? You got anything to say about single parenting topic? Oh yes, well, I got something to say about single parenting. Now, first of all,
a woman or a man being a single parent is the strongest person in the world, period, point blank, whether it be a woman or a man. Now, I'm not taking anything away from a woman because it's their natural ability to be a single parent, but for a man to take on that responsibility means a whole lot to our, to our system, period.
No doubt. You understand what I'm saying? All my dudes,
from Ra to anybody I've ever met that is a single parent or sharing custody become big, so that's almost like single parenting as well, because if they split up and they live in separate homes, they have to take care of being able to co-parent.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Exactly.
No doubt.
So these are the things that we need. The problem with that is that we're not doing that enough, because somebody might need somebody, or somebody might not like the other party, and now what we're doing is we're causing conflict, and it's only affecting that child. So with all the people that are single parents out there, you got to keep in mind, the number one thing is it's about the child, no matter what. If you're a single parent and you're not thinking that you're getting enough money for whatever it is, don't put it in the child's ear. Don't the children don't need to know what you're going through financially. They don't need to know what you're going through emotionally. They supposed to see you happy every day. My grandmother worked for 30 years, word to my mother, without a man. My grandfather passed away. She raised my mother, my two aunts, and three grandkids, and I never been broke.
Shout out to Nana. Shout out to Nana.
Shout out to Nana.
Word up.
That's beautiful.
Yo, wait, son, I'm not going to stay on this phone too long because I got to do some work. You know your boy.
Thanks for calling.
No doubt, fam. Son, one love, fam.
Make sure you catch us March 26th for the live full interview.
For the first episode, season one, episode one.
I'm tuned in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Salute, G. I love you too.
Yeah, no doubt.
Bro, I love you back, my
DJ.
Dude.
No doubt. DJ Jit, do we have any more callers?
That's all we got for, the night, panel. They definitely so salute all that's listening right
now. Okay, no doubt, no doubt. Ms. Chief, do you want to weigh in on the topic?
Yes. Far as single parenting, it's a hard task, like he said, on both sides. I pretty much are agreeing what he said. You know, it should be, you know, people have to learn how to co-parent effectively. You know, you have to learn how to get along with each other, and you have to learn how to put aside your own differences and not use your children as pawns, not use your children. And that goes for both ways. You know, if you guys couldn't be a good couple together, maybe you could be good friends to raise your child together. So I just want to say, far as I'm gonna keep mine short, that co-parenting can be done. when you have outside sources and you two are not communicating, that's when the problem comes in. I think you should be able to communicate with your, you know, your ex-mate or however you want to call it. I don't like baby daddy and baby mama. But, you know, you should be able to communicate with them and be able to effectively raise a child in the community, because there's a lot going on and you need both.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. Ivory Marie, would you like to weigh in on the topic?
Single parent. Well, I'm a single mom. Been a single mom. I've
salute.
I think it's like one of the hardest jobs I ever had to do. You know.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it makes. I feel sometimes I feel cheated, but then I have to say, okay, well, this is I had to take part in this situation as well, so I can't get angry. But it's disappointing because I was raised in a household with both my parents. So sometimes it's hard for me to understand what kids go through because I can't really, you know, I don't
know what should be done.
Right? You know, so I'm so you try to you compensate and you have to be the good person and the bad person, and it just you just can't be a mom. You're like the mom, the dad, and I don't
know. The referee.
It's rewarding at the same time, but it's exhausting, you know? It's exhausting.
Right.
So I don't know. I think parenting is different because I had a village. So
right.
I didn't suffer. I had very strong my sisters, my best friend. When my son wanted to leave my house, he went and stayed with her. So I had a strong village. I think it just takes a strong village, and that's the point of building a community, because as a single mom, I need to be able to know that if I have to work, I have somebody to pick up my kids. I have somebody that's going to be able to assist me when I'm not able to be there. So being a single mom, you have to make sure, or a single dad, you have to make sure that your village is strong and your village is tight and that the people around you are going to be supportive. And you have to build that. You have to build that community around you to do that.
Right. I agree with you 100%. HR, you want to put yours out there right quick before I put mine out there?
Okay, as far as the single mothers and fathers, okay. Well, my thing is this. I always say that no matter what's going on, you should never really, matter of fact, forget the really, you should never put the child in it, meaning like you shouldn't use the child as a weapon in a sense for like the good, and I mean the good fathers out there who want to be fathers, they get the trouble of they have a problem seeing their kid because the kid's mother is still mad at them for because they broke up or whatever had you. So
yeah,
it's almost like it's that animosity between the parents that almost it's like the kid is missing out. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. Things happen. People break up. We understand that. But kids have nothing to do with that. So, in my opinion, I think if it doesn't work out in a relationship, then that's one thing. But together as adults, you should want to say, you know what, I think it didn't work, but let's go ahead and do this for him or her. So, like, you know what I mean? They go, 'cause we know you both love them. So it's never going to be a question who loves them more, because you can't tell
right.
me.
Right.
So leave. You might as well not even throw love in it. That's just a given. What I'm saying is, if we're not together and I want to come see my son or my daughter or whatever it is, there should never be, I don't think you should come. Because, hold up. Wait a minute. I didn't say I want to come see you. I want to come see my child. Like, what's really going on over there? So, because the mother is mad at the father, this is what they go through. So, and don't get me wrong, I'm not bashing baby mothers, because I'm going to say this now, because now I got this side to say about it. Now, we all know there's some deadbeats. And the funny thing is, because we think that there's just some deadbeats, but do y'all really know there's some deadbeats? Like some real, oh my God, this never come back. It's almost like you want to send them away. So, I'm keeping it. Yeah, hold on, y'all said to keep it real. If I can't keep it real with y'all, who can I keep it real with? If I can't keep it real, then let me know right now. Okay, so, now this is the funny thing. That same deadbeat dude, he with his homeboys, and when they doing whatever with their kids or whatever, they be like, yo, why you ain't going to see so? And he be like, oh, because the baby moms or however is so-and-so, so-and-so. No, homeboy, it's you. You couldn't drop off $10 or get some milk, borrow $5 or something. I mean, and it's crazy. And we all know times is hard. But you're not going to tell me that if you want to be a father, you find a way. You may not have a dime in your pocket, but guess what? You have all the time in the world. Am I wrong or right? You don't got no money, but guess what? You can take little man. You can do free stuff. Take him to the park. Show him how to box or something. And you know, if it's your girl, play dolls with her. Put on the little hats and the little. That's your baby, man. Stop playing. Fathers need to be a real father to their men. And you know what? I'm going to keep it real with y'all now. One of my stories I'm going to write is going to be about what I'm telling y'all right now, because the world needs to know this. And this, my book is going to be for both sides. It's going to be for women and men. And it's going to be so on point. All of y'all are going to be like, oh, my goodness, he hit it right on the head. And it's easy if you think about it. You got to remember, I experienced life. So me telling stories can actually be something I actually went through, or it could be something I might have heard. Whatever the case is, like, it's real stuff going on with me. Like, I'm not writing Star Wars. I'm not writing somebody jumping out a window, landing on their head, and still living. I'm writing real stories that can really happen. You feel what I'm saying? So, and I just want to say, to wrap that up, fathers, be a father to your child. Mothers, if it ain't no beef with him, or even if it is beef, forget all that. It's about the child. And that's the mothers and fathers, too. It's about the kid. So that's my take on it. Just fathers, be a father. And mothers, if a father wants to be a father, let him be a father. Right. Stop the bull, man. Straight up. Let him be a father.
Yeah, cut that out.
But,
yes, sir.
That's if he wants to be a father. I'm not talking about the dead beast now. We're going to leave the dead beast to the side. They don't even deserve to get a conversation. The ones who are out there trying, and mind you, trying can be a lot of different things that we judge people on. We need to stop that.
Right.
Because it's a rough time.
Right.
So at this moment, some of the stuff that we used to frown on, I'm sorry to say, it ain't really that bad right now. Like, I'm just saying, for someone who has a child, and their child tells them, Daddy, I'm hungry, or Mommy, I'm hungry, and she goes out there and snatches a loaf of bread. Now, mind you, it is 100% wrong, but is it 100% wrong? Let's keep it real. You're going to do whatever you got to do to feed your baby, go to jail, whatever. My baby say she hungry, oh, she got to eat. That's all I need to know. Oh, you hungry? Oh, I'll be right back. You got to eat. That's all I know. So it's almost like we need to stop judging certain people for certain things because of that. Don't get me wrong. Some people be on some BS. We all know that. But certain situations, we too quick to judge people on. Like, we don't know
the whole
story.
Compassion. Yeah,
that's
more compassion.
Yeah,
more compassion and understanding and empathy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So on both sides, mothers and fathers, please listen to me close, those who are listening. It's about the child. It's not about y'all. In reality, it's not at all about y'all. It's about the child. I'm sorry it didn't work out with y'all. Life is still going on. The world is still spinning. Now, when the world stops spinning, then you got a problem. But the world's still spinning. It hurts. It's going to hurt. It's supposed to hurt. But guess what? Get past that. And forgive and forget. It's about the child. And that's just real talk. That's not my life. That's not my life, y'all. That is not my life.
No
Before y'all start judging me, it's not my life. It's just how I feel about the situation at hand.
No, you're right.
No doubt.
Thank
you. We're going to move on because I think we got a caller on the line. DJ Jit. Okay. We got a caller. Could you put them in?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 706 is your area code. Your last four digits is 3128. You're live on Time to Bill. Who we got?
Hi. How are you?
Hello.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to Time to Bill.
Okay.
Thank you. Y'all having a good night?
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, how about yourself? How you feel about the single parent or the travel ban? Oh, he dropped?
Yeah, he
dropped. I didn't know what was going on. Okay. I didn't know what was going on. Y'all stupid.
We're going to move right along.
All I said is I didn't know what happened.
DJ Jit, before we can get into Miss Chief, could we hear a drop, please? Hear some music?
Yes, sir. I got you. It's time to build. Keep
yeah,
it
up.
Time to build.
Okay.
It's time to build, and this is Miss Chief's quote of the day.
Okay, Mahatma Gandhi famously said, "You must be the change you want to see in the world." In other words, although life changes are inevitable, we can also initiate personal change so we can rise to the challenge and become a bigger and better person, as a change is inevitable. And I just want to start by saying who we are now is not who we were last year, last week, yesterday, or even a minute ago. Life never stands still, and no matter what you do, change is ever natural and inevitable.
Right.
So that kind of related to what we were talking about tonight. You know, change is going to happen. Mm-hmm. It depends on how we control ourselves. So we can take a deep breath and we can inhale and exhale and say, "This too shall pass." You know, we can get through the dark days.
Right. Hey,
and that'll wrap up my quote for tonight.
That was deep.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. I'm gonna just put mine out there right quick before we wrap it up. We had a wonderful night tonight.
I did.
And, I would just say on a single parenting tip, you got to think about the pros and cons for a woman's side and a man's side because salute to all the single parents first of all, and another thing, always remember that. No matter how hard you try, is always going to be something that only a man can only fulfill in a child's life, and it's going to be things that only a woman can fulfill in a child's life. But salute to the single parents that's striving to fulfill to do both parts, and you know what I'm saying. And another thing, just like H.R. Smith said, strive to. Have more unity with your kid's mother. That'll make the parenting more better, you know. Because when you beef with each other, it doesn't affect the parents; it affects the child, you know. Because in the child's mind and body, they always want their mama back with their daddy, or if their mother move on to somebody else, you know. They go through a lot, you know, dealing with emotions, you know. So my thing is just keep striving, man, and live and always live by knowing that you're being watched and try to live and lead by example because everything starts from home. You know, if you're a single parent, just know your child's going to get most of everything they see from you. How you live and whatever company you keep or surroundings or everything. So knowledge, lack of knowledge is the main downfall in everything. So stay in tune with your kids, you know, let them live, let them learn, you know, but strive to do your best and just be there for them. And we're gonna move it right along. You know what I'm saying?
Jit, do we got time for another song before we get into
the
closing?
We definitely do. And I just want to say this to y'all, too, real quick, team. This has been an amazing pilot show. Y'all actually trending number four on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, my goodness.
And this is a test show. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to salute y'all. And I want to give y'all a round of applause because the community needs this. They're going to enjoy this. They're going to embrace it.
Thanks, everyone.
And team, before we wrap it up, y'all got another call on the line, man. These switchboards lit up. We got one more call on the line. Y'all want to take that?
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. Well, there's no need to call out this number, man. We got the resident DJ of Ground Hard Radio, DJ Sergeant Rock, in the building. Time
DJ Sergeant Rock.
DJ Sergeant Rock.
Hey,
look, I got to salute y'all on the show. I've been listening to the whole show tonight. You know what I'm saying? And
you're definitely
giving a different outlook on life and reality in the world and, you know, different ways that different people view different things. And it's just a blessing. And this was a very successful pilot show for y'all. I can't wait till you go forward. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I got a chance to chop it up. It's Mind Universal, the Queen, Miss Chief, and my girl, Ivy Marie. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Y'all know that I've been supporting y'all. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, you know what I'm saying? Because it's grind or die for life, you know what I'm saying?
Grind or die.
You already know.
Big
bro.
Matrix.
Hey, we need that drop, dude. We need that drop, too, DJ Sandra.
Okay.
I'm
going to get to you in a commercial as soon as possible. I'm going to get you to drop in a commercial. You know what I'm talking about?
You guys make sure you guys see DJ Sergeant Rock. He's on Grind Hard Radio on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and he's also on Grown Folks Business.
Tell him what you got going on, DJ. Hey, man, in the morning, it's Tweety B, the guy, Hey Roo, and me, DJ Sergeant Rock, Grown Folks Business. Got special guest feed. I'm going to build it. He going to come through and chop it up with us and debut some more of that hot music, you know what I'm saying? You already know what it is, man. Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Season finale, man. So I'm going to need everybody to come in and keep it lit, man, because we're going to stay lit right here.
Phone lines is popping. We got a new call. 914 is Jerry Cole 289 0. You're live on Time to Build. Who we got? Talk to us. Yeah, it's Nick, aka Hakeem. Want to shout out the show. You know what I'm saying? It was a good show. Good topic. Shout out to my man, Dude Machine. No doubt.
No doubt, yo, friend. That's one of my day one dudes right there. So that's one of my day. That's what I'm telling y'all right now.
Much respect.
This is when I say one of my day one. I'm talking in Sandbox. This is one of those two. Him and his brother. him and two guys. You kidding me? So that's my family, son.
Yo, me and Ivy Marie, we know each other from the Sandbox. We was in the womb. Her and her mama was pregnant together. We was from the womb.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. See, that's that. You know, what's good, Big Nick? What's going on, Big Nick? Holler at me. What's going on, friend?
Everything good, man. You know, I want to shout it out. You know, the book and all that. You know, and it's with it being from one form to another, you know what I'm saying? So I'm still waiting to see that right now.
That beat is good.
Hey, make sure you get the March 26th episode.
On my birthday, fam, yo, listen to the same show on my birthday. It's going to be on
Sunday.
The
26th,
we're having a birthday party slash novel release.
Yes, sir. We definitely gonna have a lot to talk about, Tulsa, for real. So make sure you call up there, though, fam. No doubt.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to White Plains. Like I'm telling y'all, shout out to White Plains, New York, and Yonkers, Westchester County, man. My people, I told y'all, my people is listening. Y'all, they Grind Hard Radio. I'm telling y'all, my people is listening right now. So
no
one say that.
they are going to show y'all love because they're going to show me love, and I'm going to show y'all. It's a triangle. You feel what I'm saying?
Much
everybody
respect.
Showing
yeah,
each other love. And that's what it is.
Down,
so,
down,
man,
down,
yo,
down,
man,
down,
I love you, fans. So, I'm going to let you make a big mix. No doubt.
No doubt, man.
Hey,
God bless you.
We want to thank y'all for coming to listening to Grind Hard to the GHI Network kind of big show. And we're gonna run one more song and then we're gonna get our shout out and we're out of here. DJ T, let's get it.
Take off.
Time to build, man. Next track up, your boy called a mafioso. We wake up. It's time to build.
Time to build.
Time to build.
Hey, this is Ivy Marie, and it is time to build.
Time to build.
This is Ivy Marie, and it is time to build.
Time to build.
They used to show them away cause I'm supposed to. Even though they hard-headed, never scared in militant. Some of them probably might just get it. Start changing the way they live. Turn the negative motivation to something positive. To follow them into the future, too fast to they get. Cause it ain't gonna get no better till we come together. Start hating and fighting and killing each other for being jealous. So if he can do it, you can too. Just apply more pressure. Go through what you gotta go through. It'll only make you better. You can't go up for what somebody tell you. Gotta do your own research. They out here telling lies and pictures worth a thousand words. But what's the truth behind it? Gotta dig deep on it till you find out. You can't go up for what somebody tell you. Gotta do your own research. They out here telling lies and pictures worth a thousand words. But what's the truth behind it? Gotta dig deep on it till you find out.
here. Alright, we're gonna say goodnight to y'all, and we're gonna start off our farewells, and we're gonna start it off with the Queen, Miss Chief.
Hey, well, special shout out to the team, my team, T2B. That's the acronym that I'm using, T2B. Put pound T2B.
Hey,
thank y'all,
like
everyone that tuned in. Remember, March 26th, Sunday, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be live broadcasting our first episode, the first season of I'm Bill.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying it's going to be every Sunday. And until next time, y'all stay building yourselves and building your community in peace, love, and soul.
Hey, live from the 619, we also got the lovely Miss Ivy Marie. Give me a shout out.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Welcome. So, yes, I'm excited for the 26th. And we have a lot of good guests lined up for you, so stay tuned. Like Miss Chief said, every Sunday, starting on the 26th, 8 p.m. Well, is it 8 p.m. Pacific time?
Yeah. 4 p.m. 7 p.m. 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Yes. And
right.
Stay tuned. And look forward to working with my new staff. Thank you.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, Charles, real quick, let me get you out right quick before I get mine out.
All right, no doubt. First of all, shout out to Grindhard Radio for having me, my brother Cato Mafioso, the lovely ladies, Big Jit, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Want to send a shout out to my daughters, Charmeca Cadeza, my sisters, Lisa Brandy, After Sherry, my two nephews, Shay, Antoine, nieces, Diamond, Nene. I got a big family, y'all. Janelle, Anaya, Alicia, Diamond. Just want to send a shout out to my whole family and where I'm from, White Plains, as well as to y'all, you know what I mean, wherever y'all from. So one love and shout out. And I can't wait to hear from y'all and y'all see what it is on March 26th. Until then, I'll see you later. No doubt.
Hey, thank you. Well, I'm going to get that out there. DJ Jit, you good? You want to get something out there?
Hey, I just want everybody to tune in March 26th to the series premiere of Time to Build, man, season one. Make sure you check out Divine Universal, Miss Chief, and Ivy Marie. We're going to have your boy H.R. Smith live in the building. It's time to build, y'all.
Yeah.
That's what's time up, Grandma Radio Network.
Yeah.
Some building blocks.
Hey, well, I'm going to get mine out there. First off, I want to salute everybody on the panel. Thank y'all for a wonderful, amazing show. And I couldn't do it without y'all. I want to give a shout-out to executive producer Charles Billinger, my boss, my brother, the DJ. Boy, you had the music flowing tonight. DJ Jimmy Cronk, the Black Larry King. Shout out to my sister, the Queen, Beat Shot, live from the 619, Miss Chief. Shout out to the new DHR representative, Miss Ivy Marie, did the thing tonight.
Okay.
Shout out to my big brother, my teacher, the one, the reason why I'm Divine Universal, H.R. Smith, live from New York City. And I can't wait to have you on your birthday for this live interview on Time.
You know it's love. You know it's love, fam. You know it's love. Thank you, fam. Thank you, fam.
Much love. Thanks for coming.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Shout out to the whole GHR network.
Yeah, much love. Salute to the GHR family.
Shout out to everybody who's listening tonight. And don't forget, March 26th, catch us. Time to build.
That's 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
That's 7
p.m. Eastern
Standard Time. Right, Eastern Standard Time. And we got more topics, more hot guests, and we're going to get into the community and get into everything on Time to Build. Thank y'all. Love y'all.
And y'all
keep
building.
We out this piece.
Time to build, baby.
Come back.
Peace.
Time to build.
What it do, Radio Land? This your boy Jit Chronicles, and you're now tuned in to Time to Build on Grind Hard Radio with your host, Divine Universal, and co-host, Miss Chief and Ivy Marie. Join the panel as they discuss the latest topics on world issues, relationships, politics, awareness, and more. It's time to build, y'all, only on the Grind Hard Radio Network. That's grindhardradio.com. So get some positivity in your life. You did.